Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan. We're on the top line of Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we're going through the different situations where Aviv V'Imo, Avelus over a parent, is different than Avelus over other relatives. So let us begin. Al Kala Mesim Kulan Ratza Choletz Ratza Inecholetz, and all other dead bodies and all other relatives. If you want, you can expose your shoulder as a sign of mourning. If you want, you don't have to. Al Avelimo Choletz. But for a parent, you have to expose the shoulder. Maisa begotol darachot shmeis aviv ubikesh lachlotz ubikesh godol hador acher sheimo lachlotz v'nimnav lo chalotz. There was a story once, a godol hador whose father died, and he wanted to expose his shoulder, and another godol hador was with him, and as out of kavod to the first godol who was an avel, he wanted to do the same, but the avel didn't allow him to do it. He said, for your own kavod, you're not allowed to just expose your shoulder unnecessarily. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, who are these people? Gadol Adar Rebbe. The Gadol Adar that we're referring to, who was an Avel, was Rebbe. It was when his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, died. Gadol Adar Sheimo, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. The Gadol Adar that was with him was Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. V'yikadamri, Gadol Adar, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Gadol Adar Sheimo, Rebbe. Another say it was reverse. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha was the one who was really the Avel. Rebbe was with him. So Bishlam L'man Diyamar, Gadol Adar Sheimo, Rebbe. I understand very well if you say the Gadol Adar that was with him, that was not the Avel, was Rebbe. Hainu Dinim Nevlo Cholitz. That's why Rabbi Yaakov wouldn't allow Rebbe to be Cholitz. Almandiam Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Amay Nim Nevlo Cholitz. According to the opinion, though, that Rabbi Yaakov Baracha was the one who was not the Avel, why wouldn't Rebbe let Rabbi Yaakov Baracha expose his shoulder? After all, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Nasiava. If Rebbe was the Avel over his father was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. His father was the Nasi. And the Allah is V'kulian L'machayv in the Michletz. When a Nasi dies, everyone has to express mourning. So what would be the problem with Rabbi Yaakov expressing a little Avelus? So Kasha the Gemara says that this is in fact a difficulty. So main point number one, that although an Avel should expose his shoulder, other Gedolim should not, other people should not, out of respect for the Avel, unless the person who died was a Nasi. So now we're going to talk about shaving and haircutting for an Avel. We already mentioned that an Avel is not allowed to get a haircut. We learned it from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Elazar Yisamar, Aaron's children, after Nadav and Avihu died, Rasheichem Al Tifru, that they shouldn't grow their hair long. And from there we see that other Avelim typically should grow their hair long. So we're going to talk about a difference again between Aviv Imo versus Avelus on other relatives. Al Kalam Esim Kulan Mistaper Lachar Shloshim Yom. All other relatives, you can get a haircut after Shloshim is over, after 30 days. Alav Alimo Ad Sheigar Bo Chaverav. But for a father and mother, you have to wait till you get to the point where people tell you that you look disgusting. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the Isra of Simcha for an Avel. Al Kalam Esim Kulan Nichnas Lebes HaSimcha La'achar Shloshim Yom. For all other relatives that die, a person after Shloshim is already allowed to go to a place of simcha, to a wedding or something like that. But if one is sitting shiva for a parent, if one is mourning a parent, they have to wait till 12 months are over before they go to a simcha. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says, L'simchas mereus. This din is it's only after 30 days, and a regular avel is only allowed to go to a su'uda that friends make for each other, which is not such a big simcha. But a wedding, even after shloshim, is going to be aser. So, frankly, Gemara Meisvei, l'simchas merei shloshim yom. But didn't the Bnei Yeshiva say that an avel is not allowed to go to simchas mereis for 30 days, and then after 30 days it's mutter? So you see from the Braisa that after 30 days mutter, even for a su'uda of simcha, even for nisuin, even and for a su'uda of mereis. So kasha, so that's actually difficult. Amemar Masni Hachi, Amemar taught Rabbi Bar Bachana's din in a slightly different way. That Rabbi Bar Bachana says that when the Braisa says you're not allowed to go to a base of simcha until after 30 days, that's for a wedding where there's simcha. Well, simchas mereis mutter likonis the altar. But simchas mereis, that you're allowed to go right away. You don't even need to wait 30 days. You could just go right after Shiva. But didn't the Braisa say that Novel's not allowed to go for a simcha until 30 days, and also for Mereus until 30 days, against Rabbi Bar Bachana, who allows Mereus right away after Shiva? Marsis lo kasha, habari susa, when the Braisa says you're not allowed to go for a Sudas Mereus until after 30 days, that's That's in the case of halva, that the avel is the first one that's making the su'udah for his friend in order that they should reciprocate. And so since he had no obligation to make that su'udah, he's not allowed to do it until after shloshim. Habiparanusa, but if you're reciprocating a meal that someone owes you, that someone already made you a meal and you need to reciprocate, so then it's more of a chiyuv, then you're allowed to do it right away after shiva. So main point, a simchas mereus is less than a simchas nisuin, and might even be mutter after shiva, but for sure after shloshim. So simchas mereus, again, friendly gathering, is less of a simchas than a simchas nisuin, might even be mutter right after shiva, and for sure is mutter after shloshim. Now we, again, another difference between avvimo and other relatives. I'll call mesim kulan karea tafach alav valimo achi galas libo. When you tear kriya for other relatives, it's only one tafach, about 3.5 inches, that you tear for avvimo until you expose the heart. Am Rabbi Yavo, micro, what's the pasuk? Vechazik David bivgadav vayikraim. It says David grabbed his clothing and tore them. Veinachiza pachas mitafach. Whenever you grab, you're always grabbing a tafach, because the tafach is the size of a fist. So if you grab something with your fist, it's a tafach. So next main point, you tear only a tefach for other relatives, but until you expose the heart for avivi imo. Another chiluk, I'll call a mesiv kulan afilu lavish asar chiluk in a korea el elyon. Alav valimo korea skulan. For all other relatives, no matter how many layers you're wearing, you only tear the top layer. But for avivi imo, you tear all the layers. Apikar suso, the scarf that's on his head, or the shawl that's over his shoulders, einim akevis. You don't have to tear that. Echad ish v'echad isha, whether it's a man or a woman. That even though a woman has to tear all the layers, she can't tear open to expose herself. It's going to be very natsunua. So what she does is first she tears a lower layer from underneath her shirt, and then she turns that baguette around, and then she tears the upper layer. So she's always covered on both sides. And when you're tearing kriya for any other relative, you're allowed to tear the clothing before the neck hole, meaning from underneath the neck hole. Ratza ino mavdil. If you want, you don't have to. You could be tear the neck hole itself. Alav valimo mavdil. But for a father and a mother, you have to tear dafka underneath where the neck is. Rabbi Hudomer, kol kriya sheino mavdil kamisafa shalo eno ela keresh al tiflus. Anytime you don't tear underneath the neck hole, it doesn't even count as a kriya at all. Amar Rav Yehuda, my time, oh, why? Why is that so? My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Vayechazik v'gada v'yikra'im l'shnayim karayim. That he grabbed his clothing and he tore it into two tears. Mimashma shnemar v'yikra'im. In yodayin sheyim l'shnayim. It already says v'yikra'im. Do I not realize that it means to two? Ella shenirin kruim kishnayim. It should look like it's torn into two, and that only happens if you tear underneath the neck hole, so it's clear that it's not just an extension of the neck hole of the beggar. It has to be obviously torn. It has to be torn in a way that's clearly not clear and obvious that it's torn. I'll call a mesim kulan shola liachar shivo ma'ache la'achar shloshim. On all other mesim, you could pin it up. What do you call it? Safety pin the tear closed after shiva's over, and you could sew it properly after shloshim is over. Alav valimo sholalach shloshim ena machalolim. But if it's for a parent, you could safety pin it after shiva, but after you're never allowed to. I'm sorry, you could safety pin it after shloshim, but you can never fully sew it up. Vayisha shalalto lialter nipnei kavoda. But a woman is allowed to safety pin it right away, even during shiva, because of her kavod, that it's considered not nice and not respectful for a woman to have her garment torn without it being pinned back together. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "Kol meisim rotzo korea biyad, rotzo korea bekli." For all other relatives, if you want, you can tear using your hands. If you want, you can tear using a knife. Alav v'imo biyad. But when tearing for a parent, it has to be specifically with the hands. V'amar b'chibar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Kol meisim kulan mi bifnim." All other relatives you could tear from the inside, meaning you could put your hands inside your shirt that's covered by your jacket and tear from underneath, and you don't have to tear mibachutz, you don't have to tear the outer layer where everyone sees. Alav valimo korei mibachutz. But when tearing over the loss of a parent, you have to tear in a very demonstrative way where everybody's going to see. Amar of chesav chen l'nasi, that a nasi has a din like an avivi imo, like a father and mother, where you would tear from the outside. Ask the Gemara, meis vei. Lo hushvu, the halachas of kriya on a rebbe and an av beis din and nasi are not the same as la avivu li'imo, as a mother and father, elu li'ichoy bilvad, except for the halachas of re-sowing it, that just like you're not allowed to re-sow for a tear over a parent, you're not allowed to re-sow for a tear over a nasi. But my love, afilu nasi, doesn't that imply that a nasi does not have the same din of avivu li'imo with regard to anything else, including how demonstrative you are in the tear? Says, well, lo levar mi nasi. It means excluding a nasi, that since everyone has to tear for a nasi actually does have the same din as avivu li'imo. It's just like an avbeis din and a rebbe that doesn't have the same din as avivu li'imo. Nasiyah shachiv, the nasi in Bavel died once, and the chum all did all the chumras of that they would do for a nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Amle Rav Chista, Rav Nachman Barami, kafe asisa v'kumala. He said, turn over the grinder and stand on it. Vachve kriya li'alma, and show everyone that you tore proper kriya, because you're supposed to tear proper kriya for a nasi. So I guess let's make the main point over here. The differences between kriya for a parent and kriya for other people is that for a parent it has to be under the neck hole. It has to be all levels, all layers of clothing. You can't pin it till after shloshim, and you can never sew it. You have to do it by hand, and it has to be done in a demonstrative way. Mibachutz. Now we mentioned before the idea of chalitzas kosef, of exposing the shoulder. So al chacham, when you have a talmud chacham who's the posek of the city, let's say, choletz miyamin alav bezin mismal. So you'd expose your shoulder on the right side, but if it's an av bezin that dies, then it would be on the left side, because an av bezin is considered greater than a chacham, so you have to show more tsar, and removing the clothing from the left shoulder is apparently a greater sign of tsar. Al nasi mikana mikana. If it's a nasi, you expose both shoulders. So Gemara brings a brisa that explains the other dinim of avelus on a chacham and an avbeis and a nasi. It seems unusual to us that you would have avelus when a talmud chacham dies, when an avbeis dies, when a nasi dies. But that's the halacha, that it's not only for relatives. That sometimes when a person's rebbe, when a very important figure for the Jewish people dies, we also all express a certain form of avelus. We all do some form of kriya. I think when Rav Henoch Leibovitz, it's the Rosh Shiva of Chavetz Chaim died, all the Chavetz Chaim yeshivas throughout the world all tore kriya. Tan Rabbanan. So he lived in a brisa. Chacham Shemes. If a Chacham dies, base medrash or batel. His base medrash has to be batel from the learning throughout the whole Shiva. Av Bezdin Shemes. If an Av Bezdin dies, kol batei medrash should be iro betelin. All the batei medrash in the whole city have to be batel. V'nichnasan lebeis haknesses. And you could go into the people can go into the shul to daven morning and night. U'mishanenes mekoman. But they have to sit in a different seat. They can't sit in their normal seats. Hayoshin batzafim, yoshin badarim, yoshin badarim, yoshin batzafim. Those who sit in the north of the shul have to sit in the south. Those who sit in the south normally have to sit in the north. Nasi shemes, if a nasi dies, batei midrashos kulam betelin, and all the batei midrashos everywhere are batel. Bnei knesses, the knesses and base knesses, and people go to shul, according to shiva, and they call up seven aliyos on Shabbos, the yotz, and then they leave shul and they don't daven with a minyan. They just get together for leining. Rabbi Shuv and Karcha Omer lo sheyelchu v'italu b'shuk the eliyoshin v'dom. The point is not let everyone out of shul and have like a snow day or something where everyone just does whatever they want. No, they have to sit quietly. Each family sit together quietly as if they're really in mourning. We don't say over Torah learning in a house of mourning. But they said about Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel that he used to say over learning in the Beis HaEvel, that he didn't refrain from Torah learning in the Beis HaEvel. So the last main point, when a Chacham or an Av Beis Din dies, all of their constituents observe some form of mourning. All of their constituents observe some form of mourning. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up next time with Tanu Rabbanan.